The 10th International Energy Conference is held in Tehran today to signify Iran's need for an optimum management of its energy resources in all sectors. The motto of the event is an efficient management of resources and a supreme energy industry. Top managers of prominent energy companies were invited, along with Hamid Chichian, the Ministry of Energy, and Bijan Namdar Zangyane, the Ministry of Petroleum. The exploitation of renewable energy sources and their consequent environmental issues were the key points in the Minister of Energy's statements.
By using renewable energy sources, which are clean and don't emit greenhouse gases when exploited, we can be able to tackle our environmental issues efficiently.
Iran boasts high energy security, but experts believe there's a lot to do on the environmental side.
The strongest area is energy security, and the weakest area is the environmental side. And I think there is much more to be done on the environmental side. Iran has great hydro potential. Iran has energy efficiency potential, renewable potential. And yes, since 1996, you're doing great work, but I think there is much more potential there.
Iran, with 33.7 trillion square meters of natural gas resources and 157 billion barrels of approved oil resources, is the richest country owning these reserves. But sanctions hinder the process of molding these potentials.
The delay in the execution of these projects led to the use of 27 billion liters of polluting liquid fuels instead of clean natural gas fuels in our power plants. Now, this question remains unanswered. Who is the biggest loser in the consequence of all these sanctions, us or the international community?
Iran's government is determined to take big steps in energy efficiency, but it all requires a national impetus and greater coordination between government sectors, which can eventually attract foreign investors despite the current sanctions. Hamid Javani, Press TV, Tehran.